forward in God. That means taking some risks. That means changing. That means change. And change can be uncomfortable for us. Yeah. Do you want a hard or soft this morning? Hard. Okay, let's go into Isaiah chapter 32. We're in verse 9. Isaiah 32 and verse 9. This is just an encouraging word for the sisters here this morning. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. In a year and some days you will be troubled, you complacent woman. For the vintage, that's the grape crop, will fail. The gathering will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Be troubled, you complacent ones. Strip yourselves, make yourself bare, and gird sackcloth on your waists. It's a word of the Lord, not just to the woman, but to the men. Amos chapter 3. Amos, Skito, book of Amos, small prophets. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes. But the key phrase there, the first part of verse 1 of Amos chapter 6, woe to you who are at ease in Zion. Zion is symbolic of the New Testament church. And what the Spirit of God is saying to us as a church, individually and corporately, it's time for us to advance. It's time for us to get out of that camped mode of comfort and ease, of lukewarmness, of complacency, of comfortableness. See, in our culture, we value comfortableness as very high. We aim in our work and in our careers and all that kind of stuff to come to that place of retirement. The goal in life, to retire, to do whatever we want to do, to live in comfort and ease. But I want to tell you, in the kingdom of God, it's not like that. In the kingdom of God, our goal in life is to serve God 100%. And comfort and ease come second. It's time for the church to be stirred up. It's time for the church to advance. I'll give you another passage of scripture just to encourage you. Revelation chapter 3, last book of the Bible. Speaking to the church and Laodicea, Revelation, the third chapter. Down in verse 14, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things, says the Amen and the faithful and true, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Say, spew you. Kind of, I think you guys put a bit more effort into that. Spew you. Spew. All right. Because you say I am rich, become wealthy, and have needed nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined with fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and that your eyes with eyes shall, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him. See, we preach that to non-Christians, but the Lord was speaking it to the church. He wants to come into the church. We need to get rid of the lukewarmness in our life. Your pastor needs to get rid of the lukewarmness in his life and repent and become zealous. The scripture says down there, says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous. That means on fire and repent. Turn to that lukewarm person next to you and say, get on fire, bro. Yeah. See, what we have done, church, is we've made lukewarmness normal. You know, if you look at the church in New Zealand, I would say most of them are lukewarm. And we think that's normal. And we think that's okay just to be a comfortable Christian. Well, I don't know how you interpret spew out of the mouth, but it's not a good thing, is it? If I say, man, it's like basically saying, you make me sick. I'm not going to say to you, turn to your neighbor and say, you make me sick, says the Lord, because that would just discourage them. Yeah, so don't say that to them. But perhaps the truth, that's the reality, is what we think is acceptable, what we think is normal, God actually says, you know what, I think they're sick. Go and backslide properly, you know, be totally cold, or get hot, but don't give me that lukewarm stuff. It's a big challenge, eh? It's a big challenge. So what I'm saying is the Lord is challenging us to advance. To actually pick up our, pull up the tent pegs, get out of that comfortable thing, unplug that fringe, pack up the triple king size bed, whatever it is, and roll it up, the mat, and, you know, unplug the air conditioning, and it's time to move forward. Time to move forward. It's time to move forward. Church, it's time to move forward. Every single one of us, wherever you're at with God, it's time to move forward, move deeper into God. Get to know him more. It's about a relationship. We sung the song today about intimacy with God, holy one, intimate one. You know, you can get so far in your relationship with God and then take that for granted, but God wants us to become more intimate with him, to know him more. It's time to advance. Can we blow that trumpet for the sound to advance, please? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're advancing. We're advancing. The back in Numbers. Two more trumpet sounds. What was the first one, Allison? First trumpet sound? What was the second one? What's the third one? Right. Yeah, very good. I'll keep you on. Fourth one. Chapter 10 of Numbers, yeah. We're only a couple more verses in there. Go down to verse 9. When you go to war in your... When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpet, and you will remember the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. The fourth trumpet sound was the sound of battle, the call, the alarm, the battle cry. It was pick up your sword type of sound, like the coming together for worship, that was a sound. Coming together for leadership was a sound. Coming together to advance, that was a sound. And man, we need to advance. We need to advance. We need to move forward. But the other sound, the sound of the fourth one was the one that Ivan was prophesying about this morning. That's the sound of war. The sound of war. Too many of us have made peace treaties with the devil. What do I mean by that? We've got this mentality that you don't bother me and I won't bother you. You know what that is? That's a peace treaty. You don't bother me, devil, I won't bother you. No, that's not the attitude. The attitude is to pick up our weapons and go to war, to stand and to withstand and to stand and to fight for our family, to fight for our church, to fight for our nation. Spiritual warfare, praying in the spirit. Man, yeah. Instead of getting knocked over by the devil, every time he attacks us, we get knocked over, or we retreat, or we get afraid, but to get ourselves trained and equipped to fight back. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. You know why it's a good fight? Because we win. Yeah. Now, you might have got knocked down in 2019. You might have got flattened, but the battle's not over. You get back up off the canvas. You get that drink of water. You get those wounds patched up. And when that ding, 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 you come out and you're ready for another round, Dennis. Yeah, let me at him. You're knocked down, but you're not knocked out. Scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. In Micah, Micah says, why are you gloating over me, my enemy? Though I fall, I shall rise again. You know, so we do lose some battles. We do lose the odd fight. We do get a bit of a whooping now and again. But that's good for us. The furnace of affliction. We come through it stronger. We learn how to fight. We learn how to overcome. I want to encourage you. That fourth sound is the sound of warfare in Joel chapter 2 and 3. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. And it talks about consecrating the fast, calling the people out, call the bridegroom out, call the leaders out, time to fast and pray. And it's a time for warfare. It's a time to join together and fight the powers of darkness. And you know, the other thing too is about darkness, is darkness can get around the believer. What do I mean by that? I mean darkness like in the ways of not understanding stuff. Darkness and the things of stuff being hidden from us, what God is trying to tell us. Revelation, illumination, so we can warfare, we can speak light into the church, we can speak light into our lives. Could you blow that trumpet for the fourth sound? I see getting delegated, the trumpet blowing. Yeah, blow it again, blow it again, blow it again. The sound of war. Awesome. And we're still in Numbers. In verse 10, it says, also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings, over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial to you, for you, before your God. I am the Lord your God. You know, the Bible says in, I think it's in Romans chapter 14, that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's not all just fighting. It's not all just battle, 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 battle. Yeah, the joy of the Lord, Nehemiah chapter 9, I think it's verse 10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. There's a trumpet sound that when you heard that sound, you knew that it was party time. There was time to celebrate. When you came into the kingdom of God, the scriptures tell us that the angels rejoiced in heaven. They had a party. And I want to tell you that all the times that Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, many of the times when he spoke about the kingdom of God, he likened it to a party. And I want to let you know that there's celebration in the kingdom of God. And there's one of the things that God is going to do, I believe, as he revives the church, is he's going to baptize us in joy, going to pour out his joy. Now, some of you, I'm just assuming some things here, that back when you were not a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, that when you were full of alcohol, you got very brave and you wanted to take on the whole world. Anybody like that here in the house? Yes, yes, one of you, yeah. Yeah, some of you stayed sober, that's good. Some of you probably just got drunk and cried or drunk and did other things. But I know there's some people, Trevor, I have heard. There were some people, you give them a few drinks, and next thing they want to take on everybody. And all of a sudden, they're invincible. They're kind of, you know, when they're after they've had a few too many drinks. There was a, and when I was in the forestry, there was one particular gentleman in Moriwa, and my mates would say to him, "Watch out, Mike, after the third jug. After the third jug, that's when you need to watch out, because he'll start wanting to, you know, have a fight," right? So that the alcohol can have that effect on some people. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 and verse 19 says, "Do not be drunk with wine, which will lead to sin. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." And I want to tell you, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when you're drunk in the Holy Ghost, when you're full of the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, that you're in a good position for spiritual warfare and wanting to take on the devil, because you're full of faith, full of courage. Why? Because you've got the Spirit of God inside of you. That's that fifth sound. So, you know, I believe that. Can you blow that tumu? Blow the trumpet, or it got. Hallelujah. That's our party sound. And Lord, we're just releasing that sound, Lord, out into the atmosphere here this morning. Lord, the sound of rejoicing, the sound of freedom, the sound, Lord, of liberty. Lord, the proclamation of liberty right throughout our community. Lord, for addictions and hurts to be destroyed. Lord, for pain to be removed. Lord, for bondage to be removed, and for freedom and joy to come into our church in a greater measure, and into the community in general, Lord, as you transform this place. Praise the Lord. So I want to challenge you here as I sum up those five areas. The first one, the sound, the calling of God together. You know, I want to encourage you that when you hear that sound, when you feel that drawing in yourself to get yourself to the gathering together, do not forsake the gathering together as some are in the habit of doing. But when you hear that sound, you respond to it. And you may be part of Ephraim, you may be part of Judah, you may be part of Celebration, or, you know, whatever tribe that you're a part of, but you respond to that and you get there and expect God to bless you. The second area that I really want to encourage you in and challenge you in is in the area of leadership. You know, when you know that you've got the call of God on you, you've got the sense that of stepping up and stepping out and taking more responsibility, I want to encourage you to begin to do that in a right way. Just begin to pick up responsibility. You know, a part of that might be coming to the prayer meeting. And this is not putting the stick on people to get to the prayer meeting, because I don't want to put the stick on anybody to come to a prayer meeting. You know, you want to come to a prayer meeting because you want to be there, because the Spirit of God has drawn you there. You know, you've heard the trumpet. But, you know, come together. If you can't make 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock and you want to take the 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock shift, do that. If you can't, you know, if you want to take the 4 o'clock shift, Peter, do that, you know. Someone will join with Pete, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, whoever, whatever time you got. But, you know, if you feel like God is calling you to pray and to seek Him, you know, let somebody know. Jesus said, "Where two of you agree here on earth is touching anything, it'll be done for you by my Father in heaven." But begin to step up, begin to take responsibility, begin to volunteer, begin to make it known that you're available, and just pick up some more responsibility. If you've been discouraged, get encouraged. You know, maybe what you were doing last year might have fizzled out, or you might have struggled a bit in that. Don't worry about that. Now all that to the cross, that's 2019. This is 2020. It's a new day. It's a new year. You know, we can go forward. That third area is, I want to encourage you to advance. You know, do not get comfortable. Do not settle down. To stay hungry for Jesus. You know, when you're lean and mean and young, you know, and you're keen. You know, I was lean and mean and keen for the Lord when I was a younger man, and I got married, I got my mortgage, I got my kids, and I started getting comfortable. And I started thinking, you know what, I might just go to church and be a good Christian like everybody else. Just go and be a good Christian. And Allison said, no, you don't. If you just be a good Christian, you'll get bored and you'll backslide. So the problem is a lot of good Christians are actually backslidden in their heart. Sad to say that. Hate me if you want to. Backsliders. Next Sunday, two people in the church. Not going to that church and call me a backslider. I've been going there every Sunday for the last 10 years and you call me a backslider. And I pay my tithes. Hey, you're still backslider. Heart can't stop, you know. I'm preaching to myself, church. Yeah. The fourth one, with the leadership, war, yeah. Time to break those peace treaties. Time to get into the battle. Fifth one, celebration. Hallelujah. Can we have our musicians come back? If you pray in tongues, could you pray in tongues, please? Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, that there's a sound going out into the realm of the Spirit, Lord, over our community. Lord, that as we pray, Lord, angels are blasting something out. Father, we bless our other tribes. We bless our spiritual cousins, Lord. Lord, we bless the Baptist Church this morning. We bless Mount Zion Church this morning. Lord, we bless Destiny Gathering, Lord, this morning. Lord, we bless Mount Zion down in Hickey Street there, Lord. We bless the Union Church. Father, we bless, Lord, every group that upholds the name of Jesus Christ in this town. Lord, every tribe that is ordained and birthed of you. Father, we just speak out into the spiritual atmosphere, Lord, a gathering together of the body of Christ. Lord, each one to their position, Lord, to their place of worship. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your voice. Lord, your trumpet sound going out in this place. Lord, we thank you for a great and glorious church being risen up in the midst of this community. Lord, gathered around your tabernacle, gathered around your presence. Lord God and Father, right there, Lord, we pray for the leaders. Lord, those you are stirring and calling into leadership. Father, we call them, Lord, out of that place that they're at, Lord, and we call them forward, Lord, into leadership in the name of Jesus. We call them into a place of responsibility. Father, God, we thank you for the warriors, Lord, that you're raising up in this place. Father God, Lord God, we prophesy over this church today, Lord, over each one. We prophesy advance in the name of Jesus. Move forward. Lord, we shake up complacency. We shake up comfortableness. Lord, we confess to you, Lord, we like to be comfortable. Lord, we like those soft beds. We like those soft chairs. Lord, we like comfort. But Father, spiritually, Lord, we say, make us uncomfortable today. Lord, spiritually, Lord, begin to stir us up. To bring us out of that place of complacency. Because there's a lost and dying world, Lord, that requires us to be non-complacent. Lord, we prophesy advance. We prophesy move forward. I want you to stand to your feet. And I want you to begin to declare that out of your mouth. I'm moving forward. Exhale with conviction. For each one, there's going to be something different. But just begin to make a commitment to the Lord today. Say, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I refuse to sit still. I refuse to be parked. I'm moving forward in God. 2020 is my year. I'm moving forward. I'm getting unstuck. I'm going forward in God. Just continue to speak that over yourself. Let those words come out of your mouth. I'm moving forward. You're advancing. Hallelujah. Because see, that's powerful as you begin to speak it out, as you begin to declare it. Now we're going to do some warfare. Because every time that you and I want to advance, guess what? Somebody wants to hinder us. And that's where the warfare comes in. We speak to every obstacle in their way. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to be removed. Be removed. We take our flesh. We put it on the cross. We say, be crucified, you works of the flesh. And we speak to every hindrance, every hindering spirit. We say, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. I resist you. You shall flee now. Unbelief, get out of the way. Get out, unbelief. Apathy, get out of the way. I push you out of my life. Compromise, I push you out of my life. I say I'm single-hearted, devoted. Single-minded, devoted. Get out of my life, double-mindedness. I push you back, push you back, push you back. Just keep on pushing a little bit more on those things. That thing that's holding you back or potentially could hold you back for 2020. Could be poverty. Poverty, sickness, I push you back in the name of Jesus. Fear, I push you back in the name of Jesus. I'm advancing. I've heard the trumpet call to war. I've heard the trumpet call to war. The greater one is inside of me. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. I'm coming through. I'm overcoming in 2020. They're not going to hold me back. I shake off those sins that easily entangle me. I put off those weights that hold me down. And I'm pushing it forward into 2020. Haraka raka, filled with the Spirit of God, with the Word of God in my mouth, Word of God in my hand. Haraka, I'm not going to lie down. I'm not going to back off. Father, let the spirit of warfare come on the people of God in this place. Let the spirit of warfare, determination and perseverance, the spirit of breakthrough, Lord, I pray, Father, right now, Lord, for every saint in this place to hear the trumpet sound of war. Hit that in the papa. Shia la papa. Hakura pasaraka shia la papa papa papa. Oh Lord, if you just tune your ears in, if you tune your ears in this morning, you'll hear that trumpet sound. Hekara maki erere ro da masi erere. Hekara maki erere ro da masi erere ro da papa. Oh Lord, we thank you for the breakthrough for 2020. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Fear, we break your power. Fear, we break your power. Fear of change, fear of failure, we break your power. We place you under our feet. Shada ba 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 bu kura ba da da da. Hora de 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 do da da bo de de. He de 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 do da da bo de de ba shi de da da. Kura da kara ba ba. Father, I break every spirit of discouragement off God's people right now in the name of Jesus. Discouragement, get off. Get off. Lift it right off now. Lift it right off now. Lord, I thank you for joy coming in, courage coming in. You would just continue to worship the Lord like that, Rolina. There's a couple of people I want to pray for.
Now I have life.
We're going to close our service there, but as we like to do this, we're going to keep this area here open for prayer, and we've got a prayer team, ministers that are very willing and able to pray for you regarding any physical or any kind of need that you may have. There's a lovely presence of God in the place. And I want to encourage you, church, keep praying for revival. Keep declaring that over yourself. And keep stirring yourself up. Bless the Lord.
Monty, can you kill the guitar, please?